Good morning. Today is Monday, the 8th of December. My name is Chris Hutton, and this is the latest risk alert from the Center for Risk Analysis. This is a service for CRA subscribers brought to you every Monday morning at 7 a.m. by the CRA, helping you make better decisions. In this week's risk alert, we begin with more positive news on the GDP front, coupled with some concerning small business signals. Next, we examine whether the Transnet privatization train has left the station. Thereafter, the ANC's money troubles continue, and we close with fallout from the G20 Leaders Summit and the latest developments in the US-South Africa relationship. South Africa's economy grew by 0.5% quarter-on-quarter in the third quarter of this year. This represents the fourth consecutive quarter of growth. At the same time, the second quarter's growth was revised higher from 0.8% to 0.9%. In sum, this means that the economy grew by 2.1% year-on-year, beating the 1.8% that had been expected. Coming from a low base, this represents heartening economic news for South Africa. The recent bounce in optimism is also evidenced in the latest RMB-BER Business Confidence Index. After two consecutive quarters of decline, the index registered a reading of 44 in the fourth quarter of this year, meaning 44% of respondents were satisfied with prevailing business conditions, up from 39% in the third quarter. Encouragingly, the data point the CRA considers the most important for South Africa to improve, that being gross fixed capital formation, rose 1.6% in the third quarter, ending a three-quarter decline. However, it remains stuck at very low levels, around 14% of GDP, when it ought to be around 26% to meet the global average. The improvement signals that while some fixed investment is creeping back, the private sector has not fully bought into the notion of a turnaround. From January of this year until September, the best performing economic sector was agriculture, forestry and fishing, delivering year-on-year growth of 19.5%. In contrast, three of the most important sectors from a labour absorption point of view continued to struggle, namely mining at minus 1.2%, manufacturing at minus 1.5%, and construction at minus 4.1%. Other indicators are also flashing red. The small business sector continues to face headwinds. ABSA's latest Small Business Growth Index found that just 38% of small businesses surveyed believed they could survive more than a year under current pressures. Only 24% found themselves in the confidence or growth range. Small businesses form the backbone of the economy. According to the Banking Association of South Africa, about 3 million small businesses employ 13.4 million people of the 17 million people with jobs in South Africa. Crucially for the mining, manufacturing, construction, and agricultural industries, the sentiment around Transnet, the state-owned logistics provider, is trending more positively. However, this optimism must be tempered with caution. At present, Transnet is moving around 160 million tons of rail freight per year, 30% below the peak of 226 million tons recorded in 2017-18. The government has set a target of 250 million tons by 2030. Private sector involvement is a critical component of achieving that ambitious goal, and so freight rail operator Traxion's announcement of 3.4 billion rand investment last week is significant. The program foresees 1.8 billion rand going to locomotives and 1.6 billion rand to wagons, and forms part of a 5.8 billion rand overall investment program. In pursuit of first-mover advantage, Traxion appears to be making the investment without knowing exactly how the equipment will be used. The company's CEO, James Holly, told Business Day, quote, "It may be that we take up the transport slots or that we provide maintenance with full operations to the freight owners themselves. Or it could be that we provide full maintenance leases over these trains to other train operating companies that want us to take up slots," end quote. The positive scenario is that the Traxion investment enables Transnet to move more freight, lowers its operational and financial stress, and kicks down the door for other private operators to move in and invest. The downside scenario sees players such as Traxion investing and attempting to operate as an effective competitor to Transnet, while Transnet remains the monopolistic custodian of infrastructure in policy and legislation. In practice, that would mean that Transnet, and in turn the state, remains the entity that makes the ultimate decisions about capital allocation and who receives which rail slots. This would keep alive the possibility of inefficiency coupled with political patronage and corruption. The private sector is getting in position to throw Transnet a lifeline, but critically, it appears the country's rail and trade policy framework will remain state-centered, suppressing growth and job creation over the long term. As the African National Congress prepares to convene in Ekurhuleni for its fifth National General Council meeting from the 8th until the 11th of December, the party has once again found itself unable to pay the salaries of party employees. This is the fourth time this has happened in 2025 alone. As a result, the party has instructed its provincial structures to cover the costs of accommodation, transport, and conference materials. According to the party website, the NGC is the party's second highest decision-making body. Its purpose is to serve as a political school and to assess progress in implementing the resolutions of the prior national conference. The party describes the NGC as, quote, a gathering of revolutionaries, end quote, that provides an opportunity to collectively examine how the ANC must adapt and reassert itself as the, quote, moral, intellectual, and organizational leader of the National Democratic Revolution, end quote. However, the party's recurring financial woes are a symptom of its declining stature and capabilities. The NGC discussion document shows a party that is increasingly aware of its failings, but unable to address them. The Premier of Gauteng, Panyaza Lesufi, last week referred to the ANC as a sinking ship and warned delegates at the ANC Greater Johannesburg Regional Conference that the party would perish if it did not tackle corruption, unemployment, and poverty. President Cyril Ramaphosa's latest address to the nation on the 30th of November can be viewed as a confidence-building exercise. The president's remarks dealt with the recent G20 leaders' summit and the fractious spat with the United States. The purpose of the address was to shore up the ANC's self-belief, to reinforce its perception of South Africa as a global moral superpower, and to bolster positive voter sentiment towards the ANC in the lead-up to the next local government elections. It did not help to mend fences with the US, however. Secretary of State Marco Rubio confirmed last week that President Trump and the US would not be inviting the South African government to participate in the G20 during their presidency, commenting, quote, "There is a place for good faith disagreement, but not dishonesty or sabotage," end quote. Into 2026 and the next party leadership conference in 2027, South Africa's International Relations Minister, Ronald Lamola, and his ANC colleagues will lean into the sentiment he expressed in his response to Mr. Rubio. Quote, "We do not seek your approval for our path. Our path is our own, chosen by our people and guided by our sovereign laws," end quote. The feud with the United States comes at an opportune moment for the ANC, faced as it is by continued electoral decline, voter apathy, and an inability to correct course. Through 2026, the party will attempt to use the US antagonism to distract from its domestic challenges and failures. The rhetoric between the two nations aside, as the CRA has highlighted this year, the US remains open to improving the trade and diplomatic relationship. Mr. Rubio also wrote, quote, "When South Africa decides it has made the tough decisions needed to fix its broken system and is ready to rejoin the family of prosperous and free nations, the US will have a seat for it at our table," end quote. The data support Mr. Rubio's assessment that South Africa is underperforming. Between 2012 and 2023, South Africa's GDP per growth averaged only 0.8%. Real GDP per capita was lower in 2024 than it was in 2007. It is small surprise that the United States invited Poland, currently not a G20 member, to attend in 2026. While the country's GDP per capita was slightly higher than South Africa's in 1999, it is now four times more. Poland's unemployment rate is around 5.4% compared to South Africa's 31.9%. That is all from us for this week. We wish you a successful week ahead, and we'll be back with you next week, Monday morning at 7 a.m. sharp, with the final risk alert for 2025.